So I want to encourage you, be honest with God. Don't pretend. Hate it. You must hate pretense. The only way to get rid of pretense is by hating it. You know, like children play with snakes because they think snakes are not dangerous. Because snakes are very attractive. They can sting the child and kill it. Hypocrisy is one of the worst snakes that can destroy you and kill you. It's better to be known. I appreciate people who are straightforward and honest. It doesn't matter what they say. If somebody says, "Brother Jack, I don't believe in God at all," I love such a chap, to tell you honestly, because he's not trying to impress me. How can he impress me by saying, "I don't believe in God"? But I tell you, I have more hope for that person, because he's not pretending. He says, "I don't believe in God." Or somebody who comes and says, "You know, I don't know whether the Bible is God's word." I have tremendous respect for such a person. He's not pretending. He's honest. And there's great hope that such a person can develop to a wonderful life. And you ask yourself, number one, it's the first thing he said about the good seed. The good seed, verse 15, is to hear the word in an honest and good heart. An honest heart is a good heart. It may have many shortcomings, but its honesty is the number one thing. Maybe you will lose some of the reputation you have built up so far as a very spiritual person when you become honest. That'll be good for you. I'll tell you something, when people think less of you, that's better for you than when people think more of you. When people think more of you, you're in great danger, because it's not true. You're giving people the impression that you're someone, that you've got so much spiritual wealth when you don't have it. That is hypocrisy. It's better they think you got less rather than think that you have more. I mean, in worldly things, we're all like that. If you got 1,000,000 rupees in your bank account, you don't want anybody to know that, right? You want people to think, "Oh, I have 500,000 rupees in my bank account." Because otherwise the thieves will come after you. So you prefer that people think you have less. And the world is full of rich people who always pretend to be poor. I wish we were like that spiritually, where we have tremendous wealth inside, but don't try to show off any of that. You know, don't you think it's repulsive when you meet a rich man who's always trying to show off how rich he is? It's exactly equally repulsive when people try to pretend to be spiritual, when you can see that they're not, when they try to use spiritual language. And they destroy themselves. It's true. So, if there's one thing I would encourage all of you to pursue, it's honesty. It is so important that I don't mind emphasizing it in every area, because that is the meaning of walking in the light. To have fellowship with God, the first requirement is to know God is light. There is no darkness in Him. And if you start your life with pretense, you're going to go in the wrong direction. And every year will see you further and further away from God. And maybe that's the reason why you have drifted away from God. Some of you, if you're honest, who've been in CFC some years, you may admit that you were closer to the Lord some years ago. How is it you're so far away today? Because you were dishonest. That's all. It's not because you were battling some particular sin. All of us are battling sins. But you're not honest. You wanted to pretend and put up a front. And that made you drift further away in the way, because God hates that. The one thing that Jesus condemned more than anything else is hypocrisy. And the reason why we pretend is because from childhood, We want to be accepted. And when we want to be accepted, you know, like a little child goes to school, 5 years old. He's going from the protective atmosphere of his home to a school. Everybody's against him. Unless you do certain things that'll make you popular, he begins to do those things to be accepted. That is how they grow up and develop bad habits. You know, other children in school or something, come on, do this. What's wrong with this? And that's how a lot of young girls start dressing like all those worldly people in their school or college, because they want acceptance. There's a tremendous desire in young people to be accepted. And in order to be accepted, we put on a front, pretend. And that destroys us spiritually. You may be accepted by your friends, but you won't be accepted by God. Because God, there's no darkness in God. He says, I'll take you as a prostitute, as a murderer, as a drunkard, if you're honest about it. But if you pretend, he'll have nothing to do with you. Jesus rejected on earth everyone who pretended. The main reason why he rejected the Pharisees, when he called them hypocrites, every time you read the word hypocrite in the Gospels, read pretender, one who's pretending. The Lord just rejected them. And he rejects them today. But there was a murderer on the cross, he accepted him. There was an adulterous woman who he forgave, a woman caught in adultery. There was a Samaritan woman who had been divorced 5 times. God forgave her. What was the unifying thing about all these people? They were honest. They did not pretend. And that's why Jesus said these amazing words to some of the most religious people in his time. See, all of you sitting here, you're quite religious. You look quite religious, all of you. I want to give you a word which Jesus spoke to religious people. In Matthew 21, it's a very interesting parable. It's one of those parables we don't read much or hear about much. It's a parable of two sons. And it's not the story of the prodigal son. This is another parable of two sons. A man had two sons. Matthew 21, verse 28. Jesus told two stories of a man who had two sons. One is the story of the prodigal son. This is the other story. And the first one said, he came to the first and said, son, go and work today in my vineyard. And he said, sure. He said, I will not go. Now, in this story, is the older son, who's the good one. In the other story, it's the younger son who came back. Here, the older son says, I won't go. I'm not going to do it. You know, he's honest. I don't feel like doing it. Sorry, I got other things to do. I'm more interested in the movies than in your Bible and all that. Fine. But afterwards, he regretted and he went. So I think it's better to do what God says. The second one, and I think we are in danger of this, he told the second son the same thing, go and work in my vineyard. Oh yes, praise the Lord, I'll do it. You know, like we sing in the songs and raise our hands and clap and all that. That is the second son saying, I'll do it, I'll do it. But he didn't do it in his daily life. What he said on Sunday, he never did the rest of the week. Which of these two did the will of his father? He said the first. Look at the moral of the story. Jesus said, let me paraphrase it. The crooks and the prostitutes will get into God's kingdom before you. Anyone who's a pretender, God says to him, the crooks and the thieves and the prostitutes will get into God's kingdom before you, bunch of you religious people. It's quite a strong statement to tell religious people who go regularly to a meeting that prostitutes and thieves will get into God's kingdom before you. What do prostitutes and thieves have, or murderers? Honesty. The prostitutes who are in the red light district of a city, they don't pretend that they are holy. They say, we are prostitutes. What are you? Prostitute. What's your job? Prostitute. There's hope for you. You come to the church and the Lord says, what are you? I'm a holy believer. Really? Those are the ones in danger. So, dear brothers and sisters, I'm telling you something very elementary, because I find that with a lot of young people, their fundamental problem is they haven't got their foundation right. The seed which is sown is not going into good soil. It's not an honest heart. If it's not an honest heart, it's not a good heart. And all the messages you hear can be like seed that is sown and just disappears. Some are excited for a while, and then some difficulty crops up because you're a Christian, and they fall away.